I believe most of you have experience in this practice. However, I'd like to explain in systematic way so that you can know from the beginning up to the attainment of jhana. Although I don't hope that you can attain jhana in this one-day retreat. Okay? So first, anapana. Anapana means breathing in and breathing out. Sati. Anapana sati. Sati means mindfulness or aware of breathing in and breathing out. Another meaning of sati is don't forget. Don't forget. Don't forget to be aware of breathing in and breathing out. So the moment you forget, pay attention to breathing in and breathing out, then we say you have no mindfulness. Okay? So this practice is constantly apply or constantly pay attention to breathing in and breathing out without a gap. Okay. Then the object is breathing in and breathing out. To attain deep concentration, we as a practitioner, we do not follow the breath up to the head or down to the abdomen. If you follow the breath up to the head or down to the abdomen, and your mind is keep on moving in, moving up and moving down, moving up and moving down, then you cannot attain deep concentration. Therefore, we pay attention to the breath and put the mind under the nostril, where the breath go in and out. So keep your attention or put the mind under the nostril and aware of the breathing in and breathing out without following up to the head or down to the abdomen. This is the most important point you should remember. Okay? Secondly, there are two ways. You can, when the breath going in and coming out, the breath touches somewhere. Let's say in the upper lip or the nostril, right nostril or left nostril. Wherever it touches, if you can keep your attention where it touches, then you anchor your mind there and aware of the in-breath and out-breath. Not aware of the touch, aware of the breath. That is the important point. Touching point is just to help your mind anchor somewhere so that your mind will not move up and down. But after anchor at one point, what you should aware is in and out itself, not a touching point. Okay? But for somebody, they cannot feel the touching point at all. Then no problem. You just put your attention under the nostril and aware of in-breath, out-breath. Mentally you note breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. But keep your attention under the nostril even though there is no touching point. Okay, I hope it's clear. Okay. So for today, because today is the first day, right? Then the mind is quite restless. So to overcome the restlessness, usually we encourage students to count the breath, using counting to calm down the mind. Otherwise, you're mentally not breathing in, breathing out, but your mind is wandering. Your mind is not with the breath. In order to help your mind to settle down on the breath, for the first sitting, few sitting, we count the breath. We count breathing in, breathing out, one. Breathing in, breathing out, two. Breathing in, breathing out, three. Up to 5 or 8. Not more than 10. Okay? Although I said not more than 10, one of my students count up to 3,000. Before I told her off, she quickly told me that after I count up to 3,000, the light comes. So I shut my mouth. Since you can gain the effect, okay, continue to count. Therefore, you have to know yourself whether the counting helps you or not. If it helps you, continue to count. No need to give up. If it doesn't help, then stop counting. This is only a skillful way, but you have to know yourself. And another of my students also, he never give up counting until the light comes. Yeah. So some people feel counting is burdensome, but counting really helps. At least you must count breathing in, breathing out one. Then the second round, at least you must know there's two. If you don't know there's two, then it shows that the mind is restless. Therefore, counting somehow helps to calm down the mind. Okay, so you count up to 8 or up to 10. It doesn't matter. The number is not so important. So, but while counting, you must be aware of the breath. Even you're aware of the number, not aware of the breath, it also helps you to calm down the mind first. Only when you can calm down the mind, then you can aware of the breath. If your mind is restless, you can't aware of the breath. Therefore, counting is skillful mean. Okay. Then the second thing you should know is the attitude while paying attention to the breath. What type of attitude you should have? For most people, they put too much effort in order to aware of the breath, which is the wrong attitude. The way the breath is with us all the times, it's not necessary to put too much effort in order to be aware of the breath. You just need to know there's breath. So your attitude, your mental attitude must be very relaxed and yet alert. If there's too much tension, you want to focus too strongly on the breath, then you cannot enjoy this practice. Not only that, as a result, you will have a lot of tension on your head, on the nose, on the eyes, and so on. Therefore, from time to time, you've got to check your mental attitude. Am I relaxed or am I too tense up? Check your nose and check your temper and check your mind. Is your mind relaxed to be aware of the breath or your mind too tense up? When you're too tense up, first sitting, okay. But second sitting, third sitting, you will have a lot of hindrances. So in order not to meet with difficulties in the future, you've got to learn how to relax and keep that type of attitude while paying attention to your breath. And from time to time, you need to check yourself. Okay? But that relax is, you must have some limit. Too relaxed, you become sleepy. So when too relaxed cause sleepiness, then you know you are lacking effort. So you increase little bit effort, then aware of the in-breath and out-breath again. This very important point, because many of the yogis who practice Anapanasati end up with so much tension until he cannot close his eye. When practice Anapanasati, to the extent that he cannot close his eyes. When he closes, so much tension. Then he has to stop the practice. So this is a very important point. From time to time, check whether your mind is relaxed. Don't grasp the breath. Instead, aware. aware of the breath, not grasping the breath. Okay? Okay. As you keep on breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out, try to enjoy your breath. Enjoy your breath. Then after, let's say, 20 minutes, 30 minutes, then pain, our greatest friend, appear somewhere, on the back, on the knee, or somewhere. So first, if you can bear the pain, then you should ignore the pain. To say ignore the pain, some yogis may ask, the pain is so clear there, how to ignore? Right? There's one of my students, he practiced Anapanasati. He has very good concentration, but after 1 hour, the pain will arise that disturb his mind. Then when he reported to me, I said, ignore the pain. He doesn't understand. How can I ignore the pain? The pain is there. But he has trust in teacher's instruction. So second time, okay, teacher said, ignore the pain. So he just ignore. Ignore means don't pay attention to the pain. Don't leave your breath. Continuing pay attention to the breath and don't look at the pain. It's called ignoring. Ignore it. So when he ignore the pain, then he can sit 3 hours. And you start to understand what's the meaning of ignore the pain. Don't pay attention to it. But if you don't have stable concentration, the pain disturbs the mind so much that you cannot concentrate on the breath anymore, then this is not the time to ignore the pain. So at this time, I would like to suggest you to look at the pain. When you look at the pain, you can ask yourself a question. Who feel the pain? What's your answer? Who feel the pain?
Nobody.
But there's something. If nobody, then who? How can I know there is pain? You don't have Abhidhamma, you should know already. Who feel the pain?
Our mind.
Feeling. Okay? Unpleasant feeling feels the pain. So you first ask yourself, who feel the pains? Then you say, feeling feels the pain. That's the first question you ask yourself. Second question, is the feeling a self or not? Is feeling self? S-E-I-F. Is feeling a self? No. Definitely no, right? If feeling a self, when the pain disappears, you're still sitting there. Right? This shows that feeling is not a self, not a permanent self. Then when you know feeling is not yourself, that pain doesn't belong to you, then your mind will not be disturbed. It's that when you identify that pain as I, mind, myself, then the mind get disturbed. So you see that pain as unpleasant feeling, feeling feels the pain. Pain is not myself. Again and again, then your mind will not be disturbed by the mind. By the pain. When your mind is not disturbed by the pain, then you can go back to the breath again. And go back to the breath and breathing in, breathing out. Then you can sit very long. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. But first try may not be successful. You got to try many times until you understand. Pain is just a feeling, not a self. Okay? Then you go back to breath. Then when breathing in, breathing out again, the mind goes somewhere else. The moment you know the mind is wander off, know it enough. Know it, then pull the mind back to the breath gently. The mind may wander off 100 times. But your mindfulness must be alert to be able to know the mind wander off. Then come back. Then wander off again? No. You can say no, then come back. Then wander off again, no, come back. Until that restlessness also get tired of you. Then you will settle down on the breath. It cannot fight with you because you have alert mindfulness. You have energy not to let your mind wander here and there. And then he is restlessness is defeated. Then you can come back to the breath and settle down on the breath. Okay. As you settle down on the breath, then the breathing become subtle. So there are four stages in Anapanasati Sutta, the discourse on Anapanasati. There are four stages. First, you know, breathing in, breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. This doesn't need that much mindfulness. But in order to make progress, to advance, then second step, when breathing in, breathing out, you must know whether it is short or long breath. That's second step. When breathing in, you know it's long or short. What does it mean, long or short? It refers to duration of times. If it takes a longer time to finish the in-breath, it's called long in-breath. If it takes very short time to finish the in-breath, then it's called short in-breath. Same thing, when you breathe out, it takes longer time to know it is long out-breath. Then this is long out-breath. If it takes a longer time to finish, if it takes a shorter time to finish out-breath, this is called short out-breath. So in order to know whether it's long or short, you need more mindfulness. Otherwise, you will not know. So for the second step, you need better mindfulness in order to know the in-breath is long or in-breath is short. You don't have to note it, but you must know. You don't need to note a long in-breath or long out-breath, no. You remain mindful of your in-breath and out-breath, but at the same time, you know it is long or it is short. Okay, this is third step. When go to third step, this need strong mindfulness. It's a way of beginning, middle, and the end of the in-breath. Let's say, when I start to breathe in, this is the beginning point. Then up to the middle point. And up to the end of the in-breath. So if you can aware, beginning, breathing in, there's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end, it shows that your mindfulness is continuous. Otherwise, some people breathing in, not yet up to the end, the mind wander off already. He doesn't see the end of the in-breath. And breathing out, beginning he forget to not to aware. Then up to the end, then he start to aware. This is the end of the breath. So there is some missing point, right? Because the mindfulness is not keen, not alert, not strong. Therefore, in order to sharpen your mindfulness, you have to be aware of breathing in, there's a beginning, there's an end, there's a middle, there's an end. And breathing out, there's a beginning, there's a middle, there's an end. But it doesn't mean that you follow up to the head or down to the abdomen. You still keep your attention under the nostril. Just that much enough. Okay? And while you're paying attention to beginning, middle, and at end, the end of the breath, if the mind tense up, then your attention don't so close to the skin. Just a little bit far away from skin. If too close to skin, you may feel some tension. And don't put too small point at the touching point. So just if touching point, the small point cause tension, then larger the area. That's bigger area so that the mind won't tense up. Okay? So the third step is aware of beginning, middle, end, the end of the breath, in breath and out breath. So if can continuously be mindful of this beginning, middle, end, the end of in breath and out breath, then the mind will become more and more concentrated. And become more and more concentrated to the extent the breath becomes very subtle. Very, very subtle, until for somebody they cannot feel the breath at all. If they cannot feel the breath, some people get frightened. Why I don't have the breath? I'm still living. How come there's no breath? So don't let this worry or anxiety to bother you. Otherwise your concentration will drop. So you must know, when your concentration reaches a state, you cannot feel the breath so clear as before. It doesn't mean that there is no breath, simply because the breath becomes too subtle and your mindfulness is not strong enough to detect the breath. Everybody will reach this point. Okay? So at that time, don't worry. Just keep your attention, keep your attention under the nostril. And whether it is that got breath or no, just keep on breathing. At least your mind know I'm breathing, although I cannot feel the breath. That's enough. So keep on breathing in, breathing out. Gradually, the breath will come up, come back again. That was one of my students. When she, every time she reached a stage, she cannot feel the breath. She got so much worry, anxiety, and all the restlessness come, and she cannot make further progress, because she cannot overcome her anxiety when she feels no breath. So please remember, when you reach this state, let the Dharma unfold itself. Just keep on breathing, whether you've got breath or not, don't care. Just keep on breathing. Then when you sharpen your mindfulness, the breath will come back again. Okay, so when the breath come back, then the mind become more and more quiet, more and more calm, then a yogi start to see light. To see light. The light may appear in front of you, or far away from you, or somewhere around you. This is light, not yet nimitta. Light and nimitta are two different things. Nimitta is called sign of concentration. Two also produced by concentration, but in anapanasati, nimitta is the object we want. So when you breathe in and breathe out, some light may occur. Okay. There are three types of nimitta. The first one is called parikama nimitta, preliminary sign of concentration. So for this, the first sign, it appears like grey colour, like smoke, grey colour. Not white, not transparent, not very bright, just like smoke. Okay, some people may see like blue, you know, like white, yellow. Many different people see different nimitta. Nimitta is not same for each person. So first time when the light come or the nimitta come, you must not pay attention to the sign. Why? Because the sign will not be stable. It just come only, not stable one. So if you pay attention to the sign, then the sign will disappear. Why the sign appear? Because of your concentration on the breath. That concentration produced this sign. So when you lift your concentration, if you lift your breath and pay attention to the sign, then the concentration breaks. When the concentration breaks, the sign disappears. Therefore, at initial stage, we do not pay attention to the sign. We continue to pay attention on the breath again and again. And the sign now become stable. Stable means it lasts longer. First appearance may last for a few seconds, or 5 seconds, even 1 minute, then disappear. If you pay attention to it, it disappears even faster. So we remain concentrated on the breath until the sign becomes stable. Now lasts for 10 minutes already. Longer, lasts for 10 minutes. And as the concentration becomes deeper, the sign change to the second sign, we call Uggaha Nimitta, learning sign. And the second stage of sign, Uggaha Nimitta, is white color. White, like cotton wool, like cloud. It's a white color. Not bright yet. Okay. So, now become white. And how long is... You also have to wait until it becomes stable. So you may ask the question, how am I know it is stable? There are two things you can guess whether it's stable or not. First, it doesn't shake, doesn't move, doesn't change form very often. If it keep on change form, then how can you concentrate? Right? If it change form very often, it means that it is not stable. There's one thing you can guess for yourself. Because the teacher is not with you all the time. Sometimes you need to have this type of knowledge in order to break through without teacher. Okay? The second, how I know it's stable? It doesn't disappear. Some nimitta appear, disappear. Then appear, disappear. Appear, disappear. This is called not stable. Stable means it's always there. And if it is always there for 20 minutes, this is called very stable. At that time, you should shift your attention. Shift your attention to the breath. Sorry, shift your attention to the nimitta. Because there are two stages. First, we ask you don't look at the sign until the sign is stable for at least 20 minutes. So if you can guess, this sign very stable, no matter how it stays all the time and doesn't change form, doesn't disappear. And this time you should pay attention to the nimitta. Just put your mind in the nimitta only. Don't pay attention to the breath anymore. Pay attention to the nimitta. Then the nimitta, there are two, the nimitta will become brighter. When you pay attention to the nimitta, it becomes brighter and brighter. This one possibility. Another possibility, if you pay attention to the nimitta become dimmer and dimmer, then you should go back to the breath. But if the nimitta become brighter and brighter, then continue pay attention to the nimitta and it will become so bright until sometimes it hurts your eyes. You feel like the tear is coming out from your eyes because it hurts so bright. So if it's too bright, it hurts that you cannot concentrate well, then you don't put too much attention on the nimitta. Reduce a little bit the effort on the nimitta, then the brightness may reduce a little bit. So if you can keep your attention on the nimitta for half an hour, 1 hour, without any restlessness. But usually, this need to be practiced repeatedly in order to reach such state. But if you can do it continuously without a gap, maybe you will reach, we call Upachara Samadhi. Upachara Samadhi is called neighborhood concentration. Neighborhood concentration, they are neighborhood concentration and Apana Samadhi, absorption concentration, are two different concentration. Neighborhood concentration, the five jhana factors, vitaka, initial application of the mind. The second jhana factor, vichara, sustained application of the mind. Then the third, piti, sukha, ekagata. Sukha means happiness. Piti means joy. Then the last one, one-pointedness. These five jhana factors are there in upachara samadhi, but not as strong as apanna samadhi, not as strong as absorption concentration. Okay, so before reach this state, there are few hindrances. For the first day retreat, the three hindrances are very predominant. Number one is sloth and torpor. I start to see people feel the sloth and torpor already. So, first is drowsiness. Second is restlessness. The third is pain, unpleasant sensation. So, these three are with us all the time, especially for the first day, second day, third day. Okay. So, you must have skillful means to deal with them. Otherwise, you know, it bothers the concentration very much. Let's talk about the sloth and torpor. Drowsiness. Okay. So when drowsiness, how you know your mind is drowsy? You don't wait until you swear the body, only you know. That's too late already. So how you know your mind is drowsy? The moment the in-breath and out-breath become not so clear to your mind, you should know this is some drowsiness there already. I mean your mind cannot catch the in-breath and out-breath anymore. This is called drowsiness. Very initial stage of drowsiness. So if you can aware, then you quickly tackle that drowsiness. You can open your eyes or you can take a deep breath. Take deep breath. Breathing in, very deep breath. Then hold the breath until you feel so uncomfortable. Then you breathe out, then stop, pause. Until you feel very uncomfortable and whole body feel very hot. Then you breathe in again, then pause, then breathe out again. Then when the body is energized, then the sloth and torpor will go away. Okay? This is the very effective way to overcome it. And you can overcome restlessness by counting your breath. As I say, you can count your breath up to 100, no problem. And the pain, I have shared with you how to overcome, how to note your pain already. Okay. So, up to the achievement of jhana, although I have mentioned about the light and nimitta, but there is one disadvantage. When you know there will be light, so your subconsciousness will expect the light to come. Now you will expect, when the light will come, when the light will come. When the mind start to quiet, then the mind will expect the light to come. And this expectation become the obstacles for you. So therefore, I'd like to advise you, you know when you are making progress, there will be light. But you have to let go of that expectation for the light. Okay? So as you keep on going, absorb your mind into the nimitta, then nimitta become brighter and your mind go into the nimitta. At that time, you cannot feel the body. Some people, when they cannot feel the body also, they get frightened. How come I don't have body? So they open the eyes. Then he remains sitting there. However, when you open the eye, your concentration breaks. So don't open your eyes when you have good concentration. Okay? Some people cannot feel the hand, only feel the body. So anyway, with concentration, the body will become very light. So you cannot feel the body. It doesn't mean that the body is not there, but because so light and you cannot feel the weight of your body, there is progress. It's a manifestation of joy and pity. Okay, so as you keep on going, your mind absorbs into the nimitta for continuously for 1 hour, then you will achieve first jhana. And there are 5 jhana factors in the first jhana. When you achieve there, I will teach you how to check the jhana factor, but not now. Okay, is it enough for today's instruction? Any question? Is it clear? Okay, no question? Okay, if no question, we should continue the... What's the next? Yeah, walking and sitting, you choose first. Mm-hmm. You can walk for a while, then come back and sit. Or you want to sit continuously up to lunchtime also.
No problem.
Lunch, 11:30.
11:30. Mm. So you will keep time, right?
So I won't ring a bell. People can, right?
Mm.
Just come
in. So now it's walking and sitting. You choose. You can walk, then come back, or you want to sit continuously up to 11:30. Mm. Just set the time for 11:30 rings. Mm. But if you choose to sit until 11:30, don't get up halfway. Otherwise, you will disturb other people. Okay? So the best way, I think, that you should walk for 10 or 15 minutes, then come and sit up to 11:30. Because you have been sitting there for almost 1 hour already. Mm-hmm.